Nobody plays more classic rock than 102.7 WNEW-FM, New York.
You might wake up some morning to the sound of something moving past your window in the wind. And if you're quick enough to rise, you'll catch the fleeting glimpse of someone's fading shadow. Across my dreams, with nets of wonder, I chase the bright elusive butterfly of love.
The song you heard, of course, was The Elusive Butterfly.
A title
song there, an old theme song for sure. And I find myself surrounded by our entire staff.
Oh, here we are.
The
entire staff of WNEW is in here.
I didn't think we'd be able to get everybody in one room at 5 o'clock.
There you go.
And we have Allison Steele.
Everybody's here.
We have Dave Herman, Dennis Elsis,
Hello.
Pete Fornatel, Marty Martinez, Donna Fiducia, Karen Miller,
Present.
Dan Neer, Cindy Mankowski, Tom Couch, Ray White, Harris Allen. Of course, David Lee is here. Did I miss anybody?
And I'll tell you what we're going to do. This is for historical sake.
That's right. This is
because whenever a disc jockey gets on the air, they always go, hey, this is so-and-so, and I'm going to be playing some of those like that. So on the count of three, we're all going to give our lead-ins just like that. Ready? One, two, three. And welcome to WNEW.
The good news is we've been given permission to extend the party until 7 o'clock tonight.
All right.
Wait a minute. Who gives that permission?
Me.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Then we got the permission.
And also, tonight we have some people, some very special staff members who have been a part of WNEW-FM.
Oh, we're just special. We're not very special.
Everybody here is a part of WNEW-FM.
VSOP.
Making our 20th anniversary. But we just want some special kudos today.
I hope I'm not going to get my gold watch.
Yes!
Like the old railroad man.
Dennis Elsis, Pete Fornatel, Dave Herman, and of course, the professor. We have the symbolic gold watch.
No, we don't.
Oh, it's a
made up trophies. I'm not going to plug it in. We'll probably electrocute
ourselves. Look, they're computerized trophies.
Yeah, very nice plaques.
Scott Muni, in appreciation of your dedication to and love of rock and roll, thanks for 20 wonderful years. We look forward to many more great years.
All right.
It comes from Mike Kakiatis, Rosemary Artis, Rose Polidoro, Neil Barry, the entire WNEW-FM promotion management staff, including from Metropolitan
Broadcasting. Your probation officer.
Hey, Scott.
Everybody.
Says, all right, let's show that to everybody.
It says 20 more.
I get it in, right?
I think that means that they picked up the options.
They did pick up the options.
20 more years. They're on record now.
Wait.
20 more years.
And also, now, before we go back, David Lee Roth is also here. Scott on the telephone. Jim Monahan, you're back at the station with another special guest for Scott.
A special guest for Scott. Here he is.
On the telephone.
He's on the telephone.
And he is who?
Hello?
Maybe he's at the Betty Ford Center.
Who's this?
Hey.
Who's this?
This is Jimmy Page.
Oh, Jimmy Page.
Is that you, Scott?
We're having a party, Jimmy, as you can hear.
It sounds like it, man. I wish I was there.
They love you.
You're talking to Scott Muni there, Jimmy.
And David Lee Roth.
Yeah? Hello, David. I ain't met you before, but there you go.
Hey, Jimmy, I've been a big fan of yours and for a very long time. Are there any fans of Jimmy Page here?
Yo!
That's pretty nice acknowledgement there, buddy. We're having
how many people you got there, Scott? It sounds like an army.
That make you feel a little better?
Hey?
That makes you feel a little better. I wish you were here at our party, but it's nice to have you call us.
Oh, man.
Are you in London?
No, I'm outside London at the moment. They're not far there.
He's down the street, isn't he?
Yeah, he's on 57th Street there.
You just can't get into Joe.
What are you up to, Jimmy?
Well, I'm just finishing up an album, actually.
That's what I was hoping you'd say. You're finishing up an album. All right, everybody's doing that, but when are we going to get your new album?
Yeah, but Jimmy, everybody's doing that.
Yeah, now we have to know when we're going to get it.
Yeah, it does seem to be the current trend, doesn't it? Well, it should be out in February, something like that, huh?
Yeah, but nobody makes them like you, Jimmy, I got to say, and I think I can speak on behalf of everybody here in this Citadel of Sin tonight. Page, there is.
Well, we've been missing your music, and we want some, so that'll be good. We can look forward to that after the first of the year.
I'm looking forward to it right after this drink.
Hey, Jimmy, I appreciate you telling us about your new album and all that, but most important, all of us love you calling us to wish us a happy 20th anniversary, 20th birthday party. It's going on now, and we're live at the Hard Rock, in case they didn't tell you.
Oh, right. Oh, I see. Yeah, great.
And it's a lot of fun, and this is our final day of the broadcast, and we're running a little extra tonight because we're going to have a special on at 7 o'clock, and it's going to be our history, and, of course, you're a great part of that, and we love you for the music you've given us, and don't stop that, okay?
Well, it's been my pleasure to give you the music, and I hope you enjoy what you hear this coming too. That's great.
Well, all right.
I'm going to push a button and get everybody excited here with some of our history that you gave us. A whole lot of rock and a whole lot of loving. Thank you, Jimmy Page.
Okay, Jimmy Page, ladies and gentlemen, a big hand for Jimmy Page.
You need
and roll music for you. We are live at the Hard Rock on West 57th, New York City.
Live
1027 NEWFM. And I will tell you, it is my pleasure to introduce His Honor, the Mayor of New York. And actually, I know that it is not easy for you, Mr. Koch, to move around this city all day and all night, but you do it, and you've made it again for skateboard. That's good. It works.
There you go. You know, Mayor Koch, the mayor is here. Mayor Koch, I want to tell you, you know, I perform here at least once a year at Madison Square Garden. We perform over at Meadowlands at Byrne Arena, etc. And the one question that all the young groupies in their skin-tight spandex and their tie-dyed hair and their scarves and everything ask me is, what is Mayor Koch really like? Let's hear it for the mayor!
He's a rocker.
That's terrific. Now, shall I tell you why I'm here?
Yeah.
I'm here for two reasons. One, to salute and celebrate WNEW-FM Radio. You've been in business for 20 years, and it's the all-rock station, and I love listening to you, and that's where rock really began. I'm going to read a proclamation in a minute, commending the station and taking note of 20 years of success. I also want to say to the owners of the Hard Rock Cafe how appreciative I am that they gave jackets with the Hard Rock Cafe logo to the students of the class in Bed-Stuy that I adopted. You know, I'm part of an adopt-a-class where we're trying to be helpful to the school system, and I asked Hard Rock Cafe if they would give 32 jackets to the young girls and boys in that class, and they donated them, and those kids are ecstatic.
Let's hear it for promotion. Right. Yeah!
Okay, now let me read the proclamation. Proclamation, Office of the Mayor, City of New York, and we put on the gold seal because WNEW-FM is special. WNEW-FM Radio, the place where rock lives in the metropolitan area, celebrates its 20th anniversary this month. As part of the event, special activities are being planned to delight the station's listeners and to benefit the important work of the T.J. Martell Foundation for Leukemia and Cancer Research. Now, therefore, I, Edward I. Koch, Mayor of the City of New York. Let me read that again. I like it. Now, therefore, I, Edward I. Koch, Mayor of the City of New York, do hereby proclaim October 30th, 1987, to be WNEW-FM Day here in New York City.
Let's hear it out there.
Thank you.
Honk your horns if you're listening to the cars out there. Woo, we can hear them through the wall.
By the way, the food is good at the Hard Rock Cafe, too.
Oh, it's great.
Excellent. And the memorabilia is really something
it's super.
To see, too.
Now, you know something, Mr. Koch. I just want you to know that in our 20 years, we're having our anniversary, that Mayor Wagner was at a an event or two that we did, Mayor Lindsay, Mayor Beam, and now Mayor Koch. We've been through five governors and five presidents, four mayors, and I think you're going to be with us next year and for a few years to come, aren't you? I mean, you're not going to quit, are you?
Who do you like the most?
Well, I got to like, I mean, these guys are all gone. You're here.
Right.
I mean, you've been here now for every one of our things.
This guy has
brains. I mean, we got you.
You're right. I am going to be here for the next 15 years, so you're going to be 35 years old before I leave.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. They're keeping their day jobs.
Station's definitely going to be 35. I'm going to be a little older than 35, but that's all right, too. But I just want to make sure you're going to be around.
I am going to be around.
You're going to visit our concerts.
Hard Rock Cafe, and I think the best thing they have here is the pig sandwich.
I got to point something out, Scott, that Mayor Koch was the only mayor of all five who was E.K. the DJ.
That's right.
He's
exactly
often
right.
Come on and played
you
rock.
Got it.
Well, you know
that
why, Mayor Koch? Because A.B., the DJ, just didn't have that
doesn't have a ring to it. Doesn't have a ring to it.
It doesn't have a ring to it.
J.L. didn't either.
No, there's something about E.I.K. in the exacta.
That's the winning number, boy.
Well, Mayor, while you're here,
right.
Since everybody else got a goodie, right. You need a memorabilia from the
Iron Rock.
EX, the DJ.
Is it an extra?
EK, the DJ.
EK.
The DJ, right?
They did the K.
Cafe. They did it. They did it right.
And it's definitely your name and your shirt.
Is it an extra large?
I'm going to wear it.
Well, no, wait. There's been a lot of press. A lot of the media has talked about the mayor's weight. So we got him an XL just in case he doesn't want a diet.
I'm taking this sweatshirt down to Nicaragua with me. And when I meet Daniel Ortega, the president of Nicaragua, I'm walking in with this shirt.
Well, you most definitely should.
Okay?
You most definitely should.
Okay. I look like a revolutionary.
Well, you have to make a statement, you know?
That's
you
right. Making
a statement.
Make a statement
as an opening.
I'm going to say, Danielle, I'm here from the Hard Rock Cafe.
You got to tell Danielle, what am it be like?
Right.
And there you are. And there you are.
Okay. And when I come back, I'm going to issue a report on what I saw, what I heard, to whom I talked to in Nicaragua.
We just want to see a picture of you in the sweatshirt you're on.
Okay.
Well, if he's EK the DJ, he should intro the next record.
We also have, before you go, a sports question, not trivia, but a lot of our fans are into football, and they were wondering, is there anything up your sleeve where you're maybe trying to get a football team, pro football team for New York?
Yeah, you're a fell on
Mayor. I'm discussing this with Jimmy the Greek because I don't want to interfere with the odds.
Okay, all right, good enough.
Jimmy
Thank you very much,
That's
Mayor.
That's my agent, man. What do we got here? This looks like an impromptu.
We built this city on rock. And roll on WNEW-FM, New York.
Honor.
Rock and roll. Rock and roll.
We built this city on rock and roll. your fight.